If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. John chapter 12, verse 26. There is much service being done today in the name of the Lord Jesus, but how many Christians are there who also deny themselves? Take up their cross daily and live in the same spirit of Jesus. Striving for a position in the world and service to the Lord do not go together. The words of Jesus, "You cannot serve God and money," Mount 6:24, are still very relevant today. The Lord Jesus made himself perfectly one with the Father's interests and will on earth. He took God's side so consistently and stood up for his interests that those who reproached God automatically rejected the Son of God as well. See Romans 15:3. Today, when someone publicly takes the side of the rejected Christ, breaks his friendship with the world, and serves the Lord Jesus, he has the firm promise that the Father will honor him. But discipleship is also connected with imitation. Disciples of Jesus should reflect the heart of their Lord. What did his attitude of heart look like? As an example, he did not strive to be publicly known. Instead, he washed the dirty feet of his disciples in the upper room with moving humility. When he was attacked or wrongly accused, he didn't defend himself but surrendered to the one who judges justly. He also showed permanent dependence and complete faith in his prayer life. The reward for faithfulness in service and discipleship is that the servant will live with the Lord Jesus in the Father's house, where I am, for all eternity. See 1 Thessalonians 5:10. John chapter 14 verse 3. This is the place of eternal joy, where the Son of God has always been, and now is as a glorified man. See John chapter 17 verse 24. To be with him and to see him, that is what defines heaven. Just one glimpse of him in glory will repay the toils on earth. In what way do you make God's interest your interests? Are there situations in your life where you can sympathize with something of what is written in Romans chapter 15 verse 3 about the Son of God? The reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. Realize with fresh awareness that in the Lord's service, it is especially a matter of having the right spirit and attitude of heart.